Attalam University Proficiency Exam.
Redston and React Listening. You are going to listen to a recording about what makes a good leader. You will listen to it twice. Please take notes while listening.
Today, we'll cover 5 essential traits that will help you become a good leader and improve your leadership skills. First, being a good leader requires great communication. Engage in open and honest communication with your team and the people you lead. When you speak, be specific, direct, and clear. But remember that listening is more important than talking as a leader, and having back and forth conversations is much more effective than a monologue or directive. Communicate by being present physically as well as staying engaged with your team. Always have your actions back up your words. People will follow a leader who is credible, trustworthy, and transparent. Good communication brings us to our second trait, building connections with your team members. Connections are key to building relationships that will guide your team through challenges to achieve continual success. Keep it in the forefront of your thinking that people are more important than things and tasks needed to be completed. If a team member needs to discuss something with you, take the time or make an appointment within a day. If you're constantly too busy to talk, team members will stop coming to you and morale will suffer. Get to know your team members beyond the work environment too. What are their interests? What motivates them? Who and what is important to them? Share about yourself too. When people know you care, they will be happier, more productive, and responsive. Next up, number 3, you'll want to always keep a positive attitude. As a leader, having a positive attitude is vital to maintain your team and company's determination. The type of energy you bring to the team will be recognized and amplified. So make sure you're modeling the attitude you want your team to have. Keeping a positive attitude means being supportive, encouraging, and hopeful in both your thoughts and actions. Look at problems as challenges to tackle together and overcome. View mistakes and setbacks as learning experiences and team-building opportunities. Being genuinely positive means that you have to take care of yourself too. Allow yourself time to de-stress, exercise, eat healthy, and nourish your mind. The time you take daily to ensure you're balanced and energized will have a direct, beneficial effect on your team. Number 4, a good leader will also create clear goals and set expectations. They properly relay their expectations so each team member knows what to strive for individually and as a team. Include your team in the goal-setting process so that they have a sense of ownership and motivation to achieve the objective. Clearly explain the vision of your company or project and let collective inspiration from all team members determine how the vision will be perceived. Revisit goals regularly as well. This not only helps the team stay on track, but also gives you a chance to celebrate accomplishments and make changes when needed. And lastly, number 5, you always want to...
Now, listen again.
Today, we'll cover 5 essential traits that will help you become a good leader and improve your leadership skills. First, being a good leader requires great communication. Engage in open and honest communication with your team and the people you lead. When you speak, be specific, direct, and clear. But remember that listening is more important than talking as a leader, and having back and forth conversations is much more effective than a monologue or directive. Communicate by being present physically as well as staying engaged with your team. Always have your actions back up your words. People will follow a leader who is credible, trustworthy, and transparent. Good communication brings us to our second trait, building connections with your team members. Connections are key to building relationships that will guide your team through challenges to achieve continual success. Keep it in the forefront of your thinking that people are more important than things and tasks needed to be completed. If a team member needs to discuss something with you, take the time or make an appointment within a day. If you're constantly too busy to talk, team members will stop coming to you and morale will suffer. Get to know your team members beyond the work environment too. What are their interests? What motivates them? Who and what is important to them? Share about yourself too. When people know you care, they will be happier, more productive, and responsive. Next up, number 3, you'll want to always keep a positive attitude. As a leader, having a positive attitude is vital to maintain your team and company's determination. The type of energy you bring to the team will be recognized and amplified. So make sure you're modeling the attitude you want your team to have. Keeping a positive attitude means being supportive, encouraging, and hopeful in both your thoughts and actions. Look at problems as challenges to tackle together and overcome. View mistakes and setbacks as learning experiences and team-building opportunities. Being genuinely positive means that you have to take care of yourself too. Allow yourself time to de-stress, exercise, eat healthy, and nourish your mind. The time you take daily to ensure you're balanced and energized will have a direct, beneficial effect on your team. Number 4, a good leader will also create clear goals and set expectations. They properly relay their expectations so each team member knows what to strive for individually and as a team. Include your team in the goal-setting process so that they have a sense of ownership and motivation to achieve the objective. Clearly explain the vision of your company or project and let collective inspiration from all team members determine how the vision will be perceived. Revisit goals regularly as well. This not only helps the team stay on track, but also gives you a chance to celebrate accomplishments and make changes when needed. And lastly, number 5, you always want to...
This is the end of Redston and React Listening.